Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
You love that one, huh?
What?
You love that one.
Are we on?
We're on.
Oh, great.
It's Alice at 97.3. We are the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, and we love, adore you.
Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. Oh, honey.
Okay, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
I really like the "Oh Honey" part too. I don't know why.
Sing it.
But.
Sing it to me.
Oh honey. Never mind. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now: new personal protective equipment and technology. Will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Woo. Fremont Bank, everyone.
All right.
Check them out.
All right.
All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the vaccine. It's on the way. I believe it has landed here in California. The first shot has already been given.
Oh, how exciting.
It was
we
in
know
New
who
York.
It was?
Oh. We do. And I had the picture of her up. It's. I think she's a nurse, and it's she's wearing a mask, but what I can see of her, she looks like a really pretty black woman.
Okay.
So we'll see. I'm sure you'll see this picture of her because she was the first person in the United States to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So exciting. I had her up. And then I just must have, I don't know what I did. Whatever.
Well, you clicked something.
That's yeah, right. I'm moving around, trying to prepare. So one thing that's going to be on tonight's TV, apparently, is 2020 is going to do the race for the vaccine. So this will be probably the first of many sort of docu-style news reports on how we got here. And we've already read some stuff like this thing was done way back when.
Right.
And it's involved, you know, testing and to get to this point where we're at now, where the first person has received the vaccine. So, in America.
It's a big day.
Yeah, it is cool. So I'll probably try to record that because that's something that interests me.
Oh, there she is, getting the shot.
Yeah, there. That's her. I mean, I like I said, she's wearing a mask, but very pretty.
Eyes, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that is on. This story's front page news in the USA Today. There was a shooting at a Christmas concert in New York City. You know, it's weird. I'd just been talking here in my house about how the lockdown seems to have stopped a lot of terrorist activity.
It certainly
hasn't
it.
Been in the news quite as much. And it was sort of like, I guess since no one's gathering,
right,
which is where people try to, you know, commit those crimes.
Right. They try to make some impact.
Anyway, this looks to be a person who is trying to commit suicide by police fire, but they say that none of the bystanders were hurt. It was a Christmas concert right there on the steps of the church on Sunday, and the guy was put down, as they say. But no bystanders were shot, so that's good news. Unfortunately, the people who went for a nice little Christmas concert got the living you-know-what scared out of them as gunfire erupted on the steps of the front of the church.
We're going for a Christmas concert at a church.
Right. Right.
The kirk. That is crazy. Ugh, I'm sorry to hear it. And you're right. It hadn't even crossed my mind that we were, of course, having less shootings of all kinds.
It's weird, but since I look at the news quite a bit, and often that's not what we're looking for. I usually skip that stuff. I haven't even had to skip that stuff for a while. So that's, the good side of lockdown? Whatever.
Yes, I don't know.
I like this next story because I like these types of things. Sort of fitness tests. you know, I'm as I've become a parent and own a home, my free time has been dwindled. Mm. I wasn't going to say dwindled. There's not a lot of that, you know, free time, as they call it. So I don't get to exercise quite as much as I used to. So when I hear something like this, I think, oh, I got to check this out. Let me find out. The European Society of Cardiology says all you need is a stopwatch and a few flights of stairs to test your health.
Oh.
This study reveals that if you can climb four flights of stairs in, let me get the time frame, four flights of stairs in 90 seconds, your heart is in good health.
90 seconds?
I looked up.
Seems like a really long time to climb.
It seems forever. Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh my God. I
thought they were going to give us 30 seconds to do it.
I can crush that. No problem. So that's not really my favorite test. But for some of you, especially, you know, you might be in Florida pulling on a cigarette right now as we speak. You might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Four flights of stairs in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up a flight of stairs is 10 stairs.
Okay.
I got that here at my house, but I lived with stairs growing up. Four flights of stairs in 90 seconds, that's way too much time.
Seems like a lot of time. But, you know, does it have a heart rate component to it, too? Is there supposed to be, you're supposed to be under a certain...
Well, that's the simple test. I'm sure they can...
So if you can do it, you're okay. 90 seconds is your time limit. So you can go 20 seconds a stair climb and even take a breather at the top.
Yeah,
of each one.
You can look this up. There's more to it, a little more to it, but really it comes down to four flights of stairs in 90 seconds, your heart is in good health. I like it.
You know what's funny? I always had houses with stairs in them until, like, this house has two stairs to the back part of the house, and that's it. There's no flight of stairs in this house.
Good for you.
Well, no, it's not good for me. It's actually good to have a flight of stairs in your house.
Well.
I think it's good.
I'm used to it, but I know for a fact, and I've seen this in my own house and in other people's houses, when they go, I will go get that later because it's upstairs.
What? Yeah.
It's just upstairs.
If I could walk on the flats, I'd get it, but it's not, so I'm just going to stay here. Honey, can you go upstairs and get that thing for me? Thanks.
I'll do it. I do it all the time.
Appreciate it.
And I've had to stop. Yeah, go ahead.
In this study, it's 15 steps per flight.
Oh, 15. Still, yes. No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of whatever.
Yep.
A survey of 2,000 people found the top shortcuts people take in the morning to save time.
Okay. Skipping your shower.
That's in there. Hold on. I want to mention that this is a young person's game, in my opinion, most of the time. As you age, you sort of get set in certain ways and you're like, I need this. I need my coffee. Mm-hmm. I need my breakfast. Mm-hmm. I need to take a shower. I need to look a certain way.
Yeah.
But when I was young, I felt like I wasn't living if I showed up right on time, fully showered and totally organized. Like, what's this? I need to go to Mexico tonight and stay out really late. I can't be doing this.
I need to take my world and turn it upside down and shake it out like it's a rotten trash can.
I am not living if I'm not in dirty underwear. Oh. Anyway, skipping breakfast completely is on the list of things people do. Shortcuts they take in the morning. Mm-hmm. Coffee for breakfast but no food, another one.
Yeah.
Not washing your hair because it takes too long to dry.
Oh, sure. You just maybe take a quick body shower only.
Right. Washing your hair, but showing up with it dripping wet. Yeah, not packing a lunch, not brushing your teeth, which seems like a bad skip. Don't skip that.
Don't ever skip that one. That is a...
Your bed breath is rank. You may not notice it, but it's bad.
No, it's fine. I'm going to pour a little coffee on that. It'll be fine.
That doesn't help it.
I agree, my friend.
That is how you become...
Coffee doesn't help anything.
Bad breath guy at the office by skipping, brushing your teeth, and pouring coffee on it. Yucky. Yep. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the office, but one of the KCBS guys always was there in the bathroom, brushing hard, getting after it right there in the bathroom at work. And just the smell alone of his first, you know, that, like, oh, it smells so good.
Mm.
So kissable, sir.
Yeah.
Well
I
done.
Like that, I like that little wake up. I used to keep a toothbrush and toothpaste at the office because my plan was I would brush there, but I never did.
Oh, really? Wait, yeah. Here?
Yeah, at our studio. Because I thought, I should have that there for if a guest comes in or something. Because,
yeah.
I mean, look, we talk and we've got coffee and it's all bad, you know? 3-4 hours after you've woken up, you're that far away from your toothbrushing, too. But then I remember somebody was going to come in and I picked up the toothbrush and it had freaking dust all over it. I'm like, I'm not putting this in my mouth. I'm not going to do it. I just took a little toothpaste and did the rub, the finger rub. I fingered my mouth with it.
On the list of shortcuts we take, and I'm sure there's someone in the car right now doing their mascara as we speak.
Oh, it's makeup in
doing
the car.
Your makeup in the car or on your commute. Frankly, I know the girls or the ladies, that do this and will say, I can do this and drive, no problem. But that seems to me, messing around with your eyes, putting a brush, the mascara brush in front of your eyeball.
Right. I know.
While driving seems way worse than trying to text someone an eggplant. Yeah. I mean.
Because the guy behind you texting an eggplant just rear-ended you, and now you've got a mascara brush stuck in your eyeball.
Well, that's true, too, but that's right. Wearing whatever's easiest, even if it doesn't match. That's one of my favorite old-timey ones, was to grab clothes while running out the door in my underwear and dressing in the car on the way. Now I just wouldn't even... I gotta get myself together.
Yeah, I gotta put a package together. I'm gonna see my friends, see my coworkers.
The consequences of rushing out the door in the morning include hunger, tiredness, grumpiness, digestive issues, lack of focus, bad breath, and more.
And general disheveled look that your boss does not appreciate.
Well, again, with the, you know, when you're young, you're filling all your time up with stuff. Weeknights it doesn't matter. Right.
The older you are, the more you're like, oh, I need to get to bed. It's 7:30. I've got an early call tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I don't want that kind of stress in my life. It actually makes it less stressful to stick with my schedule. But you're right. When you're a kid, you care far less about that.
I'll sleep at work.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Let's do this.
It looks like a lot of companies are planning to have virtual holiday parties. I didn't hear if that's happening at our workplace, but I have.
We're having it today.
This is not...
It's the virtual happy hour party of joy today.
That's what you're calling the company town hall?
Yes.
A virtual... What?
The virtual happy hour Christmas party celebration of joy.
Oh, that sounds epic.
I can assume you'll be having a cocktail at 11 o'clock for the meeting today?
Well, if you insist.
Okay.
I mean...
Good. By the way, your happy hour on Friday with the girls, the girls club, it was really spectacular.
We did have a very, very good time with that. It was, it's fun. You know, it's funny because when Jane's there, I'm always like, at first I'm kind of on guard because like she is technically like our boss.
Yeah, absolutely she is.
There we are. We're having drinks. She's got her champagne flute, you know, the things you won't drink out of.
Yeah, but you know what? She makes it look good. I personally feel ridiculous. And not, look, I don't even drink at all, but my point being that I don't want to hold that glass. I just don't.
It looked very elegant for her. We talked about her hair a little bit. It might have been before we started the actual live broadcast. Oh, Nikki's saying, yeah. Because she's got her bangs are down to her chin now. And she says she still pulls her hair into two ponytails, like on the back of her head, that cute look.
Oh, I haven't seen that. When's she going to post that, Jane?
Yeah, Janie, post that.
Where's
that? I go, you got to get those plastic 70s barrettes, you know, the big fat chunky ones that you'd stick in your hair. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to do it.
Are you kidding? They're floating all around my house right now. My kids use them. I can loan you some, Jane. Let me know. All right, so another way people get caught cheating. A woman named Danielle Brown posted a TikTok video last week sharing how she caught her boyfriend cheating.
Uh-oh.
It was because of the name on his Starbucks cup. She says, he came home with a Starbucks cup, and when he put it down, I noticed that the name on it was Brittany, which is his ex-girlfriend's name.
He's cheating with Brittany?
Danielle said it was pretty clear her boyfriend had gone to Starbucks with his ex and had ordered the drinks. When she confronted him, he said, that's not how you spell Brittany's name. It must be the woman the barista must have wrote her name on my coffee cup.
Okay, what else? They write their own names on the coffee cups. Dummy.
So that was his line. She says, I took him back, but a week later, eventually, I dumped him for good. She took him back even though, God, breakups are hard.
The sex must be good.
They're so hard. Well.
My favorite one that you've done recently is the one where the guy sends a selfie of himself like, hey, I'm on the road. Like, just like I said I was going to be, with the reflection of the girl sitting in the passenger seat's legs in his sunglasses. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Oh, is that the Britney glass?
Britney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Whatever. Got
that's it. Not how you spell her name. Yeah, I'm sure she didn't give the correct spelling to the barista.
Everyone's got different comfort zones, I understand. The missus has gone to get coffee at Starbucks, but then brings it home and has to pour it into her own cup.
Oh.
Because she doesn't want to drink from anybody's COVID.
Right. I don't want your COVID.
I'll get it out
COVID
there.
Cover.
But I'm not drinking the cup.
Right.
All right.
Whatever. I'm bringing this all the way home. Well, by then it's cooled down a little. That's nice.
Well, it's nice for me. I'm the one who puts an ice cube in all my coffee, but I can't do it. It's too hot.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouchie.
You could wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sure. Hey, the Niners lost, the Raiders lost, and on Monday Night Football tonight, it's the Cleveland Browns versus the Baltimore Ravens. They are both doing well, and hopefully we'll get a good game tonight. I'm excited, and we'll watch.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, I once saw a guy shaving in his car with one of those plastic razors. A disposable, oh. Yeah.
Like a dry shave?
I guess.
Well, I guess that, whatever you got to do, right?
Some people can, you know, get away with different things. Mm. That wouldn't work for me. I got a thick beard. Mm. I would be a cut up, bleeding mess. I'd rather go in with a 5 o'clock shadow than trying to dry shave while driving.
Yeah.
Good morning, awesome radio family. For doing makeup in the car, mascara and eyeliner are usually done at stoplights. All right, well, I think I've seen it done while driving, but sure.
Well, if you're sitting in traffic, I mean, you're just rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, that's the worst time to do it because people stop short. I once saw a lady in her car driving through an intersection doing her eyelashes while changing lanes in a convertible. Everyone saw it.
Wow, that's dicey. I mean, you could lose that thing to the wind or your hair could get in your face. I mean, woo.
Sitting in my car Chick's with a wet head, says 510, using the heater in the car to dry this mess.
Mm.
You must be young.
You must be.
You're reckless. You're so reckless with your, I'll dry my hair in the car with the car heater.
It'll work, I'm sure. It's a long commute. It'll be fine.
I know that working in surf shops through college isn't exactly the same as working in a business setting, but plenty of times, even the guys that I worked with, I'd go home and shower. You can't come straight to work from Mexico. You smell.
You stink, my friend.
Yuck. You smell like booze and BO. Get out of here.
Ew.
Well, dancing, it's hard. You know that.
It does get you sweaty.
Vinny. It's bystanders, not bystanders, silly goose. I don't know what I said.
I don't even remember you saying that.
I think it was the was it the church shooting? Maybe.
Oh, it must have been. Yeah. I didn't even hear you say bystanders.
You're numb to my mispronunciations.
I didn't hear it, yeah.
I just have to get somewhere in range and you're good.
I understood that. Code deciphered.
Sorry, everyone. Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Drake's mother, Sandy, is Jewish. Drake attended a Jewish day school and had a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, I had no idea. Didn't ever know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that either.
Well, Dave Grohl knew and covered his song for the 8 Nights of Hanukkah.
Anyway, I will read the rest of your texts. We can still take them, too. 800-400-3697 after these on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.